Just took my food stamps. Oh my gosh, I can't even begin to tell y'all how frustrated I am.
This woman says, we're just gonna start taking stuff when EBT is gone. It says, nobody is gonna keep playing with you guys. So right now, it seems like food stamps are being revoked for people who don't actually need it. Because let's be real, America is one of the only countries in the world where you could check your EBT balance on a $1,200 iPhone. That's the type of situation that we're seeing here. You know, you are already having people saying that they're getting their food stamps stolen. You already have people saying that there's 150 square feet stores cashing out $500,000 in EBT per month. People selling their EBT debit cards. Why is EBT such a big thing in America? Why are we spending $100 billion a year on EBT? Why is it that 1 in 8 people are on EBT? You know, why is it I saw a rumor that 1 out of 3 families in Los Angeles is on EBT? All this stuff is just getting out of control.
Oh my God.
I got kids at home. What am I supposed to do? Starve to death?
Ma'am.
No, I ain't leaving this here. I said what I said. I'm leaving with it. All of it. Y'all could call the cops if you want to.
Jesus.
My husband's in the Uber waiting right outside. You think I'm joking?
Ma'am, please.
I'm gone.
I just know for a fact that mothers, starting November 1st when SNAP is taken away, are going to start saying that they're not hungry because they'd rather their children eat because they don't want to see their children starving. And I don't know, y'all. Like, it's just insane. It's infuriating.
Public service announcement to all my grocery store workers. These coming weeks, mind your business. All right, I'm gonna say it again now. Mind your business. This ain't your company, this ain't your money. Let them people get their groceries in peace. Thank you.
Bye. You know what? I really hate to say this, but I hope they do dismantle the whole SNAP benefits program. Because a lot of y'all are lazy. Like, let's just really face it. This program has been around for years, okay? Years. And a lot of y'all still have not learned. Y'all are lazy. You don't either want to get up and go to work or you don't want to find you a better job because you're comfortable with what you're doing. You don't want to do too much, but you're expecting to get paid a lot of money to do nothing. Get up and get a job or go get a better job. It is not the government's responsibility to feed you. This is the type of BS that I've been seeing on my timeline, and it is very frustrating, okay? What a lot of people fail to understand and realize that 80% of people that are on the SNAP benefit program work. And the reason that they are on the program is because life is expensive. Groceries are expensive. Rent or mortgages are expensive. Living is expensive. So for those who are complaining about others who are frustrated about this shutdown regarding the SNAP benefits program, you really need to wake up and stop judging. Not everyone is lazy. Not everyone is sitting on their couch not doing anything. Life is expensive. There are folks out here who make $100K a year or make $75K a year and are still struggling. There are families who have the father around because I know that's a thing too. You got all these kids, you shouldn't be having all these kids with these men. Yeah, there are families who have all parents and all parties involved and are still struggling. So before you open up your mouth and judge, make sure you're not next.
Not worry. I mean, like, people who are celebrating people losing their EBT, like get a job and stuff like that. What does people getting EBT have to do with you? Like, what is it doing to you? Like, what is it taking out of your pocket? What is it? Your taxes and shit still gonna be the same. So what, why are you celebrating somebody losing something that has no benefit to you? I'm lost.
So everyone, I want to remind everyone, the food stamps that you're not going to get in November because of the government shutdown, very specifically, and especially since it's around the time of Thanksgiving, they are doing this to break you. You know it. And yes, a government shutdown, if it goes long enough, will delay and or stop your SSI and Medicaid benefits, okay? If a government goes long enough, those programs will collapse.
I'm gonna put some numbers into you guys' head in a second, but think about it.
funding is not infinite. And if the government is not running and they're furloughing all these workers, where the hell do you think you're going to get your money from for your SSI?
As a woman, you should always have your own money. And part of the reason why is if you watch how a lot of these men are acting when it comes to this food stamp situation and how a lot of them are very happy and excited because they think that it's about to put a lot of women in survival mode to the point where those women are going to need them. I don't know why any loser would want a woman who want them strictly off of survival. Right? She don't genuinely want you. She wants you because her food stamps got cut off and she need food for her house. What type of loser are you to where that's a compliment, right? That makes you feel good, that the only reason why you got chosen is because somebody need food in their house. I just want to know what make y'all men think that these women are single. A lot of these women to be getting these food stamps keep a man. They keep a pookie up in that house eating up that food that they buying with them food stamps. So I don't know what you talking about. You banking on them needing you? They already got a bum. They don't need to wait around for you to do nothing either. But that's really sad that you sitting around waiting and hoping that these women gonna be so damn bad, so bad off from not being able to buy food that they gonna just go ahead and choose you. That's sad. That is pathetic. I would hate to know that somebody only chose me because they ain't had no food in their house.
I don't know why y'all coming on TikTok hollering and crying about how your food stamps got cut off. Everybody's food stamps got cut off. What y'all expect other people to do, bitch? The people that were actually supplying your food stamps, we're fucking happy that your shit got cut off so we can stop paying for the motherfucker. Get a damn job, bitch. Your legs work. You're not paralyzed. You got all your fucking limbs. You are capable of setting that camera up and clicking the record button to make that video of you crying, hollering, and screaming. You're capable of applying for a damn job, putting in an application, and clocking a fuck in. Food stamps, any type of government assistance, was to help you get on your feet, not stay off them motherfuckers. Get a fucking job and clock the fuck in. I don't feel bad for you. The only people I feel bad for are the elderly and the people that are actually physically disabled that don't have no motherfucking legs. I can't walk. I don't feel bad for your able-bodied bitches that just decide to lay up there and have a bunch of kids to try to keep a man that don't fucking want you. Bitch, I don't feel bad at all. Get a fucking job and stop showing up on my motherfucking For You page hollering and crying about how your food stamps got cut off. I'm glad, motherfucker. I'm glad.
If I'm at the grocery store come November 1st and I see somebody putting a whole bunch of stuff in their cart and just walking out and I see somebody's trying to stop them, I'm just going to act like I'm having a cardiac arrest so that way they can come help me, so that way you can get away. Then afterwards, after I get up, I'm going to try to find you so that way I can try to get some food too, because I'm struggling as well without the bridge card. So there's that. I'm just letting it be known. Just letting it be known. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. So if anybody needs an actress to put on the performance of their life so that way you can get away with what you need to from the grocery stores because you can't afford the food because they are cutting off food stamps, just hit me up. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. And I just want to make sure when you do it, put some extra stuff in there for me because I need it as well. Thank you.
This is a message only for the people who receive food stamps. If you have money left over on your food stamps, you need to use it by October 31st. Because if you don't use it, they will disappear from your food stamp account on November 1st. It's different state by state, but I'm in Michigan and that is what I was just told. As most people know, I'm still in foster care until I'm 21. It's adult foster care, blah, blah, blah. But my foster care worker just told me, you know, she works for the state, so she gets information before. She said, if you do not use them before October 31st, they will disappear from your food stamp account on November 1st.
I don't have food stamps anymore. They cut me off. So I only had $22 left in food stamps. So this is what I stole. Okay. They wanted $9 for this. I said, I don't got $9. Then they wanted $2 for this. They wanted, sorry, it's all fucked up because it's been in my purse, $7. For this, I'm making some stuffed salmon today. These are needed. I'm not paying $7 for that. Okay, let me show you the most important thing to me. Short ribs. Take off the label so that you don't beep. Get your fucking meat. How many do you think that I got? many short ribs is that? And can I be real? More of y'all bitch ass niggas should have started taking shit from the motherfucking corporations a long time ago. Y'all just didn't have that shit in your motherfucking bones. Get out there and get in the motherfucking field like I told you. Everything out here is yours. Whether or not you take it, they call that shit free will. I call that shit eminent domain. You know what I'm saying? One thing I learned from the white men, take it! I don't give a fuck who's already sitting there. I don't give a fuck if your land was already established. Bitch, it's mine now and I want it. That is what we should be preaching in the land to the fucking masses. Act more like a white man.
So I just received an email from my food stamp benefit saying that if the government shut down lasts longer than this month, I will not be receiving any benefits next month. And it's like, this month is kind of already done with, so I don't really see the government opening back up before October's over. What I get paid equals to the amount of what my bills are. Just bills. So that doesn't include diapers and wipes, gas, food. It's just the rent, the water, the electricity, the cable, the internet, my phone bill, and my car insurance. That's the bill. I find myself left struggling to put gas in my car, buy diapers and wipes, and food. Luckily, I have food stamp benefit. So if I don't receive my food stamp benefits next month, it's like, and it's not like I'm like sitting around being lazy, just collecting help from the government. I work full time. It's just everything's increasing except my pay rate. There's a lot of people that are in my situation that work full-time and still cannot afford to buy food because your paychecks literally cover just bills. So me seeing that email in my phone just now kind of like blew my whole evening because I wasn't really believing the rumors. I don't really follow the news and all that. I mean, us moms always figure it out. We're always going to find a way. But it is kind of stressful, like having to now think about how I'm gonna buy food next month, plus all my bills that I can barely afford anyways.
Y'all crack me up with assuming everybody that gets food stamped is just poor and just doesn't work and just listen, I think it's so funny because I literally work with people who think the same way and it cracks me up. First of all, you can't even get food stamps unless you can prove that you are under the poverty line. Under the poverty line, meaning that you have to make less than somebody who is poor. So you're like below poor to even receive food stamps. So there's that. And then if you make even a dollar over what they want you to make for your household, then they cut it off. So, and then not everybody even gets the full amount that they can get for their household. Like let's say that a household of five can get up to 1400. Well, depending on how much your job pays you, you might be getting 400, 300. You might not be getting that full amount. And then outside of that, it supplements about $6 per meal per person per day. How many of you spend $6 on a meal? So just think about the fact that it's not going to even last all month anyways. You have to shop very smart in order for however much food stamps you get to last all month. So majority of people on food stamps are spending cash on food just like you. The difference is they don't have as much liquid cash as you, so they would not be able to feed their kids the full month if they were strictly going off of their cash, which is why they're able to get a supplement. Supplement does not completely pay for everything. Not to say that there aren't people who don't work, but there's also different circumstances for that as well. And it's not up to you to decide what somebody is able to do. If someone is able to work or not, you're not the one that decides that. But anyways, there's a lot of people who work, business owners. There are people who work 9-to-5s. There are people who deliver groceries or who work for the state, like people who do things like that, who still qualify for food stamps. So if you're the type of person who feels like just because someone qualifies for food stamps, they're lazy, you don't even realize that they might work more than you. They might work harder than you, but it's just the fact that they either have more children than you or their income after paying their bills is so low that they can't even afford food after that. So if you find pleasure in the fact that those kind of people are not able to buy food with the government shut down, I think that shows how inhumane you actually are, especially if you're a follower of Christ, because I don't understand how anybody can celebrate the fact that someone is not going to be able to have some assistance that is helping them. If you don't qualify for housing assistance or for food stamps or for medical assistance, you should count that joy. Because even people who qualify for it still have to rub pennies together. So they don't have more money than you because the government is helping them. The government is helping them because they have less money than you. And your money is not paying their bills because they're taxpayers too. You can't even get food stamps if you don't have a job. You can get food stamps for 3 months if you don't have a job. Outside of that, you have to actively show that you're searching for a job every single week, or you have to be working. You can't just sit on food stamps without a job. If you have kids under the age of 18 and there's a specific reason why you can't work or you're disabled, then yes, you can be on food stamps without working. But majority of people on food stamps are working 40 plus a week. So people who don't even qualify for it or who have never had to go through the process to try and get it, or who don't have to recertify every 3 months, or who don't have to deal with the state all in their business, your opinion on this doesn't matter. And you shouldn't be posting videos about something that you don't even qualify for, that doesn't even apply to you. That's my opinion on that whole food stamp thing.
All right. So this morning I just got up and my kids asked for a snack. So I pulled out some snacks or whatever. Ty, let's go. You want juice?
Yes.
What else you want? You want chips? Yep. You want candy?
Yes.
What kind? We got different kinds of candy. You say what, Taco? So I can hear you. What you said? What kind you want?
Freeze sour strips.
Sour strips?
Yeah.
Okay, boom. You want fruit roll up?
Yeah.
Here you go. You want a muffin?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Mute, let's go. You want the juice?
Yes.
Okay. You want some chips? You want popcorns?
Yes.
You want candy?
Yes.
What kind you want? You got different kinds. Got lemon head.
Dry sour.
You want freeze dried sour scrolls too?
Yes.
Here you go. Mm. You want fruit roll up?
Yes.
You want muffin?
Yes.
All right. Y'all say thank you to Trump. This one passed at the Family Dollar Store. They let us buy some snacks off our food stamps at the dollar store, so we got lucky. This one for Walmart right here. These from Family Dollar Store. So thank you, Trump. Say thank you, Trump, y'all.
Thank you, Trump.
That's what we talking about. You feel me? All right, y'all stay tuned. Love y'all.
I voted for Trump, and I don't agree with him taking away the EBT benefits from the American people. This is what I just heard a creator say. And so now my thought process is, were you not aware of what you were voting for? Not who, but what? Because clearly you could not have been fully aware. So then that makes me think, when most people are voting, like, you know, with this past election, were we just making votes because Trump was a white man and Kamala is a black woman or a woman? Is that what your vote was based on, rather than what was going to come into play from each of these candidates? This is why we have to read. We have to read to understand why we are making the choices that we are making. This is mind-boggling.
Everyone that is not receiving food stamps in the month of November, here at Walmart, we have these 48-hour emergency food supply kits. Supply kits come with 55 total servings of buttermilk pancakes, maple brown sugar oatmeal, creamy chicken flavored rice, macaroni and cheese, and creamy potato soup. All you got to do is add water. It's 10,910 calories. It's a first four-person kit. And it has five meal varieties. Only $27.38. If you're in a rut for Thanksgiving, come and get you one of these 48-hour emergency food supply kits. It'll definitely get the job done.
Y'all, I just read my email from DHS last night. And that just said, even if you have food stamps left on your card, November the 1st, they system's not going to be accepting it at the store. So you need to go on and get shelf-able food now that can last you from November and beyond. Hey. Just the word being put out. Hey, yeah. That's some crazy work, G. That's some crazy work. If you have food stamps, do not be trying to save them on y'all card until next month for Thanksgiving or none of that, because you are not going to be able to use them. November the 1st, they not finna be accepting them cards at the store. You have to go on and get your food and stuff now. That's wild, bro. That's wild. But, hey, I'm just a messenger.
I was in the hair salon this morning doing my hair. By the way, please, guys, reshare, like, save this post, send it to all of your friends that are on BET and Snap and things like that, any of your friends that are on public assistance. Because I was in the hair salon this morning, and this girl that I know, that she works for the HRA office, which is the Human Resources Administration, she was telling us at this hair salon how they have not got paid since October 1st because of the governmental shutdown, and all of the HRA workers have already been informed that the food stamp benefits, EBT, okay, SNAP benefits, are going to be stopped on November 1st. So on November 1st and on, nobody is going to be receiving any SNAP EBT food stamp money on their card. Like, your card will be invalid, your card will not work. So she was saying that she's trying to spread the word to people that if you have any food stamps on those cards, those EBT cards, spend the money before November 1st, because once November 1st hits, the cards are going to be inactive and everybody will have to reapply for SNAP benefits to see if you really qualify for these benefits or if you've just been milking the system. So I strongly suggest that you let everybody that you know that if they are on welfare, on SNAP EBT benefits, things like that, spend the money on the card and get some groceries, get your Thanksgiving stuff that you can get now with that card, because in November, that card is not gonna work. So I know that a lot of people, including one of my relatives, she's on SNAP, and she was saying that she was saving her money in case the EBT benefits are not going to be given out in November. And I told her what the girl said. I'm like, yo, that girl actually works there. And she said that they will not be working. The card's not gonna work. So you're gonna lose your money. Whatever money is on the card is going to be balanced out to zero in November, even if you have $800. So guys, I urge you, spend the money, buy your as many things as you can with whatever money you do have on these cards, because November 1st, you are going to be screwed.
Y'all, I woke up this morning about to go spend my food stamps on my food stamp card. Check my balance, it says zero balance. So I checked my transaction. Somebody used my food stamps in the middle of the night while I was asleep. When my food stamp card got loaded, somebody went and went shopping twice. And they even spent the last $1.30 that was on there. They didn't leave a penny on that card. And whoever's doing this scamming shit, stealing these food stamps cards, ought to be ashamed of themselves. Because I need my money. I need my food. So for y'all to steal from a 60-year-old woman, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And I hope God takes good care of you. Yeah, I hope you get I get whatever you got to do coming to you. And I hope they catch your ass.
First of all, excuse my parents. I was trying to see if my hair go in a ponytail, and it can't. I just got to gel it up, so leave me alone. But y'all really robbing niggas for their EBT? Are y'all seriously? Are y'all robbing the poor? Y'all are robbing the poor in New York City? Are we being fucking fair, right? It's not just New York City?
No.
Mind you, there's billionaires out there, y'all. There are billionaires that y'all could be going to rob. And y'all going to government assistance to rob them? And apparently it's not just New York City, but I'm in New York City right now. So I'm talking about New York City. And don't say nothing about my little alfalfa piece that's hanging up. I don't want to hear nothing. But y'all really, people are already struggling as it is. And mind you, these agencies that y'all stealing the money from, y'all thinking, oh yeah, they just get the money back. No, we do not. They do not give the money back. If your car gets stolen or money gets stolen off of your EBT card, your cash, or your SNAP, they just tell you to lock your card and change your PIN. They're not giving the money back, y'all. Isn't that crazy? There are literally billionaires, hundreds of billionaires and millionaires in this country. And y'all choose to rob people on EBT. I just can't understand this. Can y'all explain this phenomenon for me? Can someone please explain this phenomenon to me? I don't understand why this is happening. Y'all could hack so many other companies. There are banks. There are literally casinos. There are so many places where y'all can get money from. And y'all choose to rob the EBT. I don't know why, but I just feel like with this administration, I think this is happening on purpose. Because why is it happening so frequently? And why is there nothing being done about it? Like, this has always been a thing. Obviously, people can still snap and everything, but it has been ramped up since this administration been in office. No? Which I think. And I feel like they're letting them do this on purpose. They're letting them do this on purpose just to get people off of it. So they can just refunnel the money back to the billionaires. I don't know. What y'all think is going on? Because this is crazy to me. I'm hearing stories every day about somebody's EBT or their SNAP or their cash assistance being taken off of their fucking cards. And it's crazy to me. We already struggling as it is. Like, we're already struggling. Whoever qualifies for it is already struggling. Cannot financially take care of their bills. So the little piece of help that they're getting, y'all taking from them. Now these people can't feed their families. Y'all don't care though, because y'all just want whatever the fuck. I don't know. Please help me understand what's going on here. Any tech people who want, like, what's going on?
The U.S. government is still shut down. It's been 35 days, and it is now tied for the longest shutdown in history. The last one was back in 2018, which was also under President Trump. If it goes beyond today, it will be a record breaker, making it the longest in history, which it most likely will go beyond today. So what exactly is going on? Congress is giving no indication that they are getting near a deal. This all started because lawmakers couldn't come to an agreement on passing a funding bill. Democrats want an extension of tax credits to make healthcare cheaper for Americans and reverse Medicaid cuts. There have been 13 failed votes to move this thing forward, and today will be the 14th vote. In the meantime, federal workers, they are working without pay, and people who are getting SNAP benefits are only getting half of their monthly benefits this month. The good news is there are several news.
Holidays are coming. People are stressed out. Food stamps are coming, they're going, whatever the fuck it may be. But what if you don't have to rely on food stamps no more? I was on food stamps, government grants, and all the whole spiel. Okay, I've been there, done that. What if I told you that you don't have to do that? You don't have to sell a digital product or do affiliate marketing. You could easily just post on your social media platforms. Any social media platform, there's 11 plus platforms that I teach inside the CEOverse. And you monetize from it. So that's passive income. When you post enough, which should be 4 to 6 times within the first 30 to 45 days, that's how much you should be posting. So you get pushed out, monetized, and you're done. You're good. And then you consistently post so that you get paid for it. And while you're sleeping, you'll get paid for it. And then you can do whatever you want. You want to do digital marketing, you want to create a product afterwards, great. But at least monetize first, that you have passive income always coming in and guaranteed income every single time that you post and you're monetizing social media. I teach inside CEOverse, so drop CEO down below. I'll get you the details and you'll be in my masterclass tonight.
I see so many people mumbling and cackling and he and ha-haing. And, EBT finna go. Y'all gotta suffer like us. Y'all gotta suffer like us. I'm like, where you get off at? So you jealous of somebody who getting EBT? Real talk. You really jealous of somebody that's getting eat better today when you making $100,000, $200,000 a year? Are you jealous? Well, if you're so jealous, won't you quit your job and won't you go through some financial situations and financial hardships and go get on EBT? Y'all sitting around here laughing and just hitting and ha-haing up. I mean, I'm just like, every time I scroll, somebody is making a joke and laughing at the poor. Like, God don't play about the poor. That is so crazy to me. Now, granted, you got people out here who abuse food stamps. You got people out here. Those people get caught every day, B. They get caught. But we talking about the folks that actually need it. We talking about Social Security. We talking about Medicaid. We talking about all the stuff that these people are playing with. The folks that's laughing so hard are going to get the hit the hardest. Let me tell you something. God ain't never played. You got to understand, if they cut off EBT, they shut down Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, do you know how many folks going to be out of a job when they start cutting? It's more folks on EBT and Medicaid and Medicare than it is on regular benefits. Y'all not hearing me though. So don't think that when they knock down one chain, somebody's job is not going to get whacked. Somebody else's household is not going to be affected. They know what they're doing. They start at the bottom and they work their way up.